But what is meant by according to the flesh? It refers to what one can see in relation to the current life, according to the teachings of the non-Jews. However, he doesn't contradict himself. He stated not, no wise men, but not many wise men. For he didn't intentionally call the ignorant while ignoring the wise, but he accepted the wise as well, but the uneducated in larger numbers. And why is that? Because the individual who is worldly wise is often filled with profound foolishness. This person perfectly fits the term foolish, especially when he refuses to abandon his flawed beliefs. It's like a doctor willing to share the secrets of his profession with certain individuals, those who already know a bit, but practice in a wrongful and stubborn way might not be receptive to learning, but those who know nothing would have a greater willingness and openness to receiving new information. Thus, the uneducated were more open to being convinced, as they were free from the severe delusion of considering themselves wise. In fact, the height of foolishness lies in these individuals, those who rely on reason to comprehend matters that can only be understood by faith. For instance, if a blacksmith pulls out a hot iron from a fire using tongs, and someone insists on doing it barehanded, we would undoubtedly consider him an absolute fool. Similarly, those philosophers who insisted on discovering these divine truths themselves undervalued faith, and it's due to this attitude that they failed to find the truths they were seeking for.